Welcome to the NewsRamp Events Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday evening, August 14th, 2025, and we have a lineup of events, headlines, and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Pembroke Pines Girl Scout earns coveted Gold Award. Pembroke Pines resident Elise Schaub has earned the coveted Girl Scout Gold Award, recognizing her impactful project, Building the Future Through STEM, at Pines Middle School. Her initiative, which included establishing a robotics team, sparked interest in STEM education and prevented the school from closing due to declining enrollment. Schaub's project has inspired the formation of additional STEM-focused programs, providing students with hands-on learning opportunities and exposure to in-demand fields. Her work has transformed the academic environment at Pines Middle, ensuring students are prepared for the future. The Gold Award ceremony, sponsored by companies like Amazon and Publix, honored 27 young female leaders in the region for their compassionate and innovative projects.
Sunrise Girl Scout earns coveted Gold Award. Sunrise resident Amelie Prodholm has earned the coveted Girl Scout Gold Award, the highest recognition for Girl Scout seniors and ambassadors. Her project, Girls on the Go, aimed to educate teen girls about car care. Prodholm hosted workshops, created a pamphlet with instructional videos, and launched a YouTube channel for ongoing resources. CEO Lisa Johnson praised Prodholm and other Gold Award recipients for their impactful projects. Prodholm was one of 27 young female leaders to earn the award, sponsored by Amazon, Pfizer, Florida Power & Light, and others. Girl Scouts of Southeast Florida provides a supportive environment for girls to learn, lead, and thrive, empowering them to become confident leaders who make a positive difference in the world.
Ace Pickleball Club serves up its first Kansas location, ushering in a new era of social fitness. Ace Pickleball Club, a national pickleball franchise, is opening its first Kansas location in Olathe. Owned by Alex McCarty and Mitch Morse, the club aims to meet the local demand for pickleball. The facility offers professional-grade courts for players of all skill levels. To celebrate the grand opening on August 30th, APC Olathe is offering 30 days of free membership. Members can enjoy unlimited play, paddle demos, clinics, tournaments, and social events. For more information or to sign up, visit the Ace Pickleball Club website. Stay connected with the club on Instagram and Facebook for updates on this exciting new location.
Learning comes to life on stage with the 2025-2026 Nicholas Children's Smart Stage Matinee Series at the Broward Center and the Parker. The 2025-2026 Nicholas Children's Smart Stage Matinee Series at the Broward Center and the Parker brings learning to life on stage with a variety of educational performances ideal for school students. These performances align with Florida's BEST standards and offer optional interactive learning workshops. Nicholas Children's Health System sponsors the series, believing in the power of arts to inspire creativity and promote children's health and well-being. Shows like Pinkalicious, Bill Blagg's The Science of Magic, Seussical, and more offer a range of experiences for students of all ages. Tickets are available for purchase online or at the venue's box office.
Palm Beach County Community Honors 3-year-old Kyrie Larry strengthens YMCA's commitment to water safety. Community members gathered at the YMCA of the Palm Beach's Aquatic Center to honor the life of Kyrie Larry, a 3-year-old boy with autism who tragically drowned earlier this year. The Boca West Children's Foundation presented the YMCA with a sizable grant for adaptive swim instruction in Kyrie's memory. The YMCA president presented a commemorative plaque to Kyrie's grandfather, Deputy Kenneth Torrance. The donation will benefit the Y's adaptive swimming program, providing laughter safety skills to children with physical and cognitive challenges, including autism. The event was attended by notable community leaders and officials, emphasizing the importance of water safety for all children. The YMCA of the Palm Beaches continues its commitment to providing essential programs and services for the community, ensuring everyone has the opportunity to learn, grow, and thrive in a safe environment.
Yoga 6 Bentonville to host Back to School, Back to Routine event, August 15 to 17. Yoga 6 Bentonville will host a Back to School, Back to Routine event at its studio from August 15 to 17. The event will feature free classes, Lala Link's permanent jewelry, and chair massages from Woodhouse Spa Rogers. Owned by Gracie Lively, the studio offers a spa-like environment for yoga. Lively, a local entrepreneur and mother of three, aims to provide an inclusive and accessible space for the community. The event is designed to help parents and teachers decompress and connect through group classes. Yoga 6 offers various yoga classes catering to all fitness levels, with modern amenities and a welcoming environment. Monthly memberships and drop-in options are available. For more information, visit yoga6.com. Investor News Breaks, CNS Pharmaceuticals, Inc., NASDAQ SP, to present at Webull Financial Biotech MedTech Webinar Series. CNS Pharmaceuticals, Inc., a biopharma company focusing on brain and central nervous system cancers, will present at the Webull Financial Corporate Connect Webinar Series, Biotech MedTech, on August 19 to 21, 2025. The company's drug candidate, TPI-287, an abeotaxane, has shown promise in treating CNS tumors by stabilizing microtubules and inhibiting cell division. With over 350 patients tested, TPI-287 has demonstrated a strong safety profile and high tolerability. Investors can find more information in CNS Pharmaceuticals Newsroom. InvestorWire offers a platform for press release syndication, article and editorial distribution, and social media outreach to help companies reach a wide audience of investors and consumers. For more details, visit investorwire.com. Chinese News Breaks, Finger Motion Inc., NAFNGR, showcases emergency command platform at Indonesia Disaster Expo. Finger Motion Inc., listed on NASDAQ as FNGR, is showcasing its advanced mobile integrated command and communication platform at the Indonesia International Emergency Disaster Reduction and Rescue Expo. This platform integrates various technologies to enable uninterrupted command during crises, attracting interest from Indonesia's National Disaster Management Agency and National Search and Rescue Agency. Finger Motion sees this event as a key step in expanding its presence in Southeast Asia and supporting regional disaster resilience. The company's subsidiary, Shanghai Ji Information Technology Co. Ltd., is presenting the platform at the expo, which runs from August 13th to 15th, 2025, in Jakarta. Finger Motion is an evolving technology company with a focus on mobile payment and recharge platform solutions in China, aiming to grow its user base and develop an ecosystem of highly engaged users.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Events Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.